You know what I'm waiting for?
What?
I'm waiting for somebody here to get real. I'm waiting for somebody here to get real, because I'm telling you, I ain't buying this.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, September 1st, 2020. Today is the birthday of life strategist and television personality Dr. Phil McGraw, who was born in Veneta, Oklahoma in 1950. Born Philip Calvin McGraw, he was raised in both Oklahoma and Texas. He grew up to become a 6'4" linebacker and was awarded a football scholarship to the University of Tulsa before finishing his undergraduate studies in 1975 at Midwestern State University in Wichita Falls, Texas. Just 4 years later, McGraw completed his doctorate in psychology from the University of North Texas. In 1979, Dr. Phil opened a practice with his father, who had earned his own psychology degree following a career as an oil rig equipment supplier. Realizing that one-on-one therapy wasn't for him, McGraw soon launched a popular self-motivation seminar called Pathways. In 1989, he founded a company called Courtroom Sciences. This venture helped trial lawyers build cases via mock trials, behavioral analysis, jury selection, and mediation. It was through Courtroom Sciences that Dr. Phil met Oprah Winfrey. In 1996, she was being sued by cattlemen who claimed she defamed the beef industry on one of her programs, and the talk show queen hired Dr. Phil to assist during the trial. After helping her win the case in 1998, he became a regular expert on Oprah, dealing with life strategies and relationships. With his catchphrase, "Get Real," the plain-spoken psychologist served up common-sense advice rather than self-help jargon and platitudes, his demeanor making him someone even tough guys felt comfortable learning from. In the fall of 2002, he launched his own nationally syndicated series, Dr. Phil. The one-hour talk show garnered the highest ratings of any new syndicated program since the launch of the Oprah Winfrey Show 16 years earlier, and it went on to pick up more than 24 Emmy nominations. In 2003, he launched the Dr. Phil Foundation, a nonprofit organization devoted to helping children deal with issues related to obesity, eating disorders, and other silent epidemics. He's also the author of several New York Times bestsellers. His most recent book, The 2020 Diet, Turn Your Weight Loss Vision into Reality, was released in 2014. In early 2019, he introduced a new interview podcast, Fill in the Blanks. He followed that shortly afterward with a true crime podcast, Mystery and Murder, Analysis by Dr. Phil. He's been married to his second wife, Robin, since 1976, and they have two sons, Jay and Jordan. In 2015, he was inducted into the Broadcasting and Cable Hall of Fame. A year later, CBS began airing a series based on Dr. Phil's years with Courtroom Sciences, entitled Bull. The drama stars Michael Weatherly as the owner of a trial consulting firm who navigates the challenges of each unique case. And so, happy birthday to Dr. Phil, who at 70 shows little interest in slowing down. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 1st, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.